some marriages have been strained through this time. Having an online ministry that we've connected with many individuals, and we have recognized that some marriages have been strained through this time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, Janelle?
Oh, for sure. Very much so.
And it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because God does have something better. In fact, God's will for each person who's married is to have a great marriage. That's something that we don't have to pray about. We don't have to discern that one. It is God's will for each couple who is married to have a great and thriving marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But challenges can really put stressors on families and marriages.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. And sometimes, like, some of those stressors might be the fact that you have to spend more time together. You know, maybe you or your spouse no longer have employment, or maybe now you're working from home. So you're in each other's space all the time.
So I just want to speak to that. Some people will say, you know, if it doesn't kill us, it makes us stronger. I don't believe that because sometimes you go through something. It doesn't necessarily kill you, but it doesn't make you stronger. You know, sometimes it makes you more fragile. Sometimes it makes you more wounded, more confused.
Yep.
And I think the difference is not what you go through, but how you go through it. See, the challenges that we face in life don't shape us as much as how we respond to the challenges that is before us.
Mm-hmm.
So COVID-19, it's a challenge. It can be a stumbling block or a stepping stone. And the difference between it being a stumbling block and a stepping stone for our marriages is how we respond in two ways. Number one, if we respond through virtue, then it's a stepping stone. If we respond with vice, well, then it becomes a stumbling block.
Mm-hmm.
When vice starts rolling up in our lives and in our marriages, nothing good comes from vice.
Right.
It's a sinful response to the situation. So nothing good can come from that. But if we respond through the exercise of virtue, that strengthens marriages. It helps the sacramental graces to flow and fortify our marriage.
Can you give some examples?
Patience. Just something's paid. You got to be more patient with me because I'm now around more.
Yes, that's right. I don't get as much alone time.
That's right.
Which I really thrive in.
So in terms of, okay, you're around your spouse more. So now maybe you have to be more patient with their shortcomings. It's an opportunity to exercise patience. When you exercise that patience, it's a decision, not a feeling. The more that you exercise it, the stronger that virtue grows.
Mm-hmm.
Virtue only grows when it's exercised, like a muscle. So if we exercise virtue in our relationships, in marriage, during a challenging time like COVID-19, then yes, our marriages will get stronger. But if we exercise vice, that hurts our relationship.
Because there's so much contact, like we're just in each other's space so much more, there's many opportunities for this, like, you know,
cleaning knuckles.
Rubbing against each other like sandpaper a little bit. And you got to buff out all those imperfections.
Because that's what rubbing does, sandpaper. It smooths off all the edges. And so maybe you're going through smoothing. Wonderful. Smooth surfaces shine.
Yes. But sometimes it can be very painful and difficult too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.